This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-WHEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. In the Real 7 GTN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Ossoff concedes the race.
Stepped forward and said, "Oh, God, I flushed all that money." No, I am not so much believing. By the way, listen to the Real Side. That would help, probably, right? Listen to the Real Side. GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure when you're with me. Always a pleasure when you're part of the conversation. I really do believe, really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, listening to us, being part of the conversation. And you really do need to be part of the conversation. At least I think so. It's the only way. I can't read everything you write, but I do watch the chat room. I do try to pay attention to what you have going on in there, because you pick up on things that I miss in the stories and other places. Right? I mean, ain't that hard? But I got the Democrats. When are you guys going to figure out we don't want your governance? We are not interested in the way you're doing things. And it's not even just the wee-wee. Obviously, it's the Democrats in Georgia, too. I love CNN, MSNBC, ABC, GFI, GHI, JK. They're all sitting around going, "Hey, we have a good chance to pick up Georgia. It's been a Republican forever." No, you don't have a good chance to pick up Georgia, obviously. And here's the thing. You're going to run around tomorrow talking about how, "Oh, it was such a slight margin. It was only 6 points or 5 points, whatever it's going to end up being." You outspend her 5-1. The point spread should have been 30 points. When you spend that kind of money, I mean, seriously, you should have a result of some kind. A good result, not an almost win. You know what an almost a winner is in a two-person race? The loser. That's what that is. God. Speaking of people that are kind of off, or I should say a lot off, did you guys hear about this young mother who is and you know what? Let's be clear, because I know some of you, I know what some of you are going to write. Okay? I don't make fun of rape. Rape is a nasty, terrible thing. Real rape. Not perceived rape. And we've done stories on that, you know what I mean. But here's another one of those. A young mother against a rape culture, she asks her infant son for permission to pick him up. Think about that. An infant baby. How does she know when he says yes? No, it's smile. What's he do? How does he let her know it's okay? So some mothers of the infant children are posting that they teach their infant son not to become part of a rape culture by asking their son's permission before they pick them up. I'd like somebody to explain this to me. In an article in Heat Street, a report that Nisha Moodley, mother of 6-month-old Raven, posted a selfie on Instagram of Raven with an explanation. Since the moment he was born, we've always asked before we pick him up. I always feel You, are you hearing this? I want you to hear this. I always feel for his yes. I wonder how that would work in court. Oh, Your Honor, I'm sure she was saying yes. You know, I felt it. You know what I mean? I mean, seriously. The mother goes on to say, why? Because we want him to know that his body is his and that other bodies are theirs. And no one gets to take choices about someone else's body. Aha! Yes, remember that. She uses hashtags like lessons in sovereignty. Well, she hopefully she feels the same way about our borders. Hashtag born free. Hashtag end rape culture. She goes on to say, if you ever want to hold someone else's baby, my suggestion is to ask the parent, then ask the kid. It always touches my heart when someone takes a moment to connect with him and says, hey, can I hold you, dude? Right. And what's the response? What is an acceptable response to this? Because I know being the right-wing Bible-thumping white guy, I probably have no clues of what the response should be. When can I move in and pick up that child? In some of the comments in Moodley's post, one from Robin Weir, mother of a 7-month-old boy, adding, hey, we do this too. Makes you feel like we're doing more things with him rather than to him. You people have lost it. Who was that mother, that celebrity mom, that used to chew the food before she... You know who I'm talking about? We did that story. That's disgusting. I wouldn't want anybody... Even my own mother, when I was a little tot, didn't know, why would you chew my food first? Because why? Alicia Silverstone. Maybe that's why she's not in the movies anymore. She's a little, you know, she's off a little bit. Is she? That's too bad. They should keep a close eye on her, especially around kids. They went on to say, let me see. Moodley gained so much ground that she was interviewed by Yahoo Beauty. And she told Yahoo that I don't ever want my son to be a sexual predator, a victim of one. How can somebody... Why don't psychologists ever step up and talk about this stuff? I mean, these are great stories. That, you know, these are all stories for the next book. Really, seriously. The Mayans were right. That's what I'm going to say. The Mayans were right. Life as we knew it in 2012 came to a screeching halt. Oh, no, I'm not done with this story. And neither are you, unless you change the station. But don't do that. You want to hear this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more of this craziness on the other side of the break. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Also, hey, if you head up to the website, you can buy my book, you can get a shirt, you can have so much fun. Well, I think it's fun, because you'd be spending money and reading my stuff, so of course I think it's fun. But you can click on Patreon, okay? That's a special members-only kind of club. And it's not big buck. I'm not looking to break you guys. But just understand that we are being pounded on. And I mean pounded on by Facebook and some of these other groups, okay? You know, Twitter and YouTube for me and others. That I'm really cranking down on us getting our message out. They're cranking down on revenues that were produced by our sites. You need to pay attention to other people around me. I'm not just talking about me. Maybe it's your first time tuning in tonight, and you're not quite hooked yet, but you do have somebody else you really like. make sure they can stay on the air. Make sure they have the resources they need. Takes a lot to put on a show. Not just a microphone and a mouth. Take a lot. Like me. I need coffee, right, to put on the show. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Let's bring in Carla from Fortuna. What? I like doing that when there's an R in there. What can I tell you? I think it's cool.
That's terrific.
Carla, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. And you are,
so
you're a member.
Up with this lady,
you're a Patreon
baby,
member, right?
For heaven's sakes.
What's that?
That's just nuts. I'm a mom. My kid's 23 now. I would have no sooner asked to pick him up than I would eat worms. I mean, really? That's ridiculous. My husband said, okay, so does the mom go over, look at the baby, ask to pick the baby up, and the baby looks up and says, oh, yes, Mom? Sure,
yeah.
Pick me
yeah.
up. I mean, babies don't know that stuff.
Hey, little Johnny, you're smelling a little ripe. Can I touch you to change your diaper? Right? I mean, kid,
yeah,
seriously.
Exactly. Like, you're going
to
let the kid lay
you?
There because they in a poopy diaper because they don't want you to change them. They don't want you to touch them. Sure, that I'll buy that.
But how does that, look it, how does that fix the rape culture? I still can't tie these together. You know, being a male, I'm not allowed to talk about rape culture.
It makes absolutely no sense. How do you get, it's not going from point A to point B. It's going from point A to point Timbuktu.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
What about that sense.
Other?
I would never do that. Nobody I know would ever do that.
Right. What about Silver? Alicia Silver Spoon? Silver Spoon?
Silver
Spoon?
Yeah.
Spoon.
Go
whatever.
For it.
What about her chewing her kid's food first before she fed it to him?
That's disgusting. I've never done that. I've cut my kid's food up into littler pieces, but I have never chewed it. That's disgusting.
Oh, God.
Especially if you've got a littler kid and the immunities aren't built up yet. And what if you're sick? You going to make
That's
your
true.
Kid sick by doing that?
That's true. I love it. I look at this stuff and I say, I know you love your kids and I know you want to take care of your kids and I know you don't. But this goes a little far, a lot far, not just a little
That's
far.
That's just way too
far
fetched. It's the helicopter parenting thing and I'm no fan of that either.
I
mean,
hey, Carla,
in our area, when the crime started going up and our kid was like 8 or 9 and he was out skateboarding or biking or whatever, we finally got him the little flip phone because he tended to, you know, go wild from time to time. And if he got hurt, he could call and we could go pick him up or whatever. We did do that. But other than that, it was like, see you, kid.
Oh, yeah.
Pack a lunch and go on a bike ride.
What do they call that? No, they have a name for that now. It's... remember that those two kids that were picked up because they were 2 blocks from their house? And free-range parenting. My God, who knew that my parents started free-range parenting? I mean,
yeah, so did mine.
They have a special name for it.
We used to live over in Ferndale next to the grammar school, and across the road we called it Cardboard Hill. We'd go to the local appliance store and get the fridge and stove boxes and slide down the hill in them, on them, whatever. I would take a lunch and a jug of water, and I would go way in the heck up on that hill. And, I mean, there were bears and mountain lions and everything else out there. I'm lucky I didn't get eaten, I suppose, but I'd be gone from in the morning until almost dark.
Oh,
and my parents,
God.
You know, be home but dark, and I would be home at dark, and that was it.
Yeah.
Gosh, you'd let a kid do that, and you'd be arrested.
Yep. I grew up on the East Coast, and the minute the streetlights came on, you were supposed to be in the house. And you knew when they were coming on, you know? And
exactly.
And maybe that's why we have so many snowflakes in college today, because they weren't allowed to figure some of this stuff out of their own.
A lot of it has to do with the parenting. It's like over-parenting.
Hey, Carla, thanks for giving me the chuckle. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you being a member of Patreon, too. I really do.
Oh, no problem. It was my pleasure, and I'm loving my cup.
Good. Thank you. And doesn't the coffee taste better in it?
Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye. And I'm telling you, people, if you hop on to become a Patreon member, the coffee tastes better in the cup. I'm not going to guarantee it because I can't guarantee your taste buds, but anyhow... Well, let's just finish this up, because this is mind-boggling to me. I don't understand how something like this, I mean, you older folks, maybe grandparents at this point in time, aren't you concerned? I mean, if your daughter was sitting at the table with you and said, Mom, I want you to watch little Johnny, okay? But when he starts to cry or he fusses, I want you to ask him if it's okay to pick him up. And if you don't get that feeling that he's saying yes, then let him stay in there. Don't touch him because he doesn't want to be touched. My mother would have slapped me in the head twice and picked up the kid anyway and looked at me and said, sue me. Because that's just how they did stuff in my family. This is for some of you, I know you're going to get irritated with me, but this is what you've put out there. This young lady has parents, I would hope. Hopefully she wasn't hatched, but she had parents, and they did something to get her mind to this level. Silverstone. Yeah, I'm getting it. She probably is stoned. Silverstone. How did she get to the point where she actually sat there and said, oh, Susie looks like she's having trouble chewing her food. Maybe I should do that for her. What do you think? Really? I love this stuff. I really do love this stuff. I think it's hilarious. And then all the moms that chimed in. Now, she did get some. I mean, look, if you don't agree with her, you don't have to be nasty about it. I love making fun of people for stuff like this, but I try not to be nasty with them. So if you want to get somewhere, don't just attack them. Be sarcastic, but don't just attack them. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, remember the professor who said that Republicans should be executed? Yeah, we'll talk about it. We're going to talk about it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. I'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Look, if you get, I can't even show it to you. I could show it to you in a different way, but whatever. If you get the app, the Apple or the Android app, from your phone, you can watch live, you can listen live. You can call right from the phone. I know that sounds stupid, but the button says call the show. You can be part of the chat room. You can pretty much pick up the old stories, pick up the old podcasts, the video casts, whatever they're called nowadays. You can get totally involved in the show from the new apps. There's one for Android, and there is one for the, what's it called? Android Apple. Yeah, see, it's a Freudian thing for me. I don't even want to think about it. I'm not an Apple fan. Sorry, guys. I know some of you are like, oh, my God, really? Yeah, no, never been a real Apple fan. And I'm stuck. I am stuck with it because one of the programs that we use has to have Apple. Anyway. Now, come on, I'm having one. Oh, there it is. So the videos are the five most stupid leftists of the week. You know, when you think of what's been said out there, when you think, now, I will cut him a little bit of slack, but not a whole bunch. Really. Democrat Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe vastly overstated the number of Americans killed by firearms on a daily basis in his call for gun control shortly after Wednesday's shooting. Because we don't have any gun control in this country, don't you know that? McAuliffe was asked by a reporter at a press conference on the scene of the shooting in Alexandria, Virginia, what would be done to protect congressmen after Louisiana Rep. Steve Scalise and others were wounded by the gunman. Because we need to do more to protect our citizen. I have long advocated this is what today is all about. But there are too many guns on the street, the governor began his response. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence. He confidently asserted, without immediate correction by staff, I have long talked about this. Now, see, for me, I would, my personality, I would have said, we lose 93 million Americans a day, so we'll be without people in government by Thursday. Because not 93 million. No, seriously. I mean, and don't throw out numbers. No, why not say we lose thousands of people every day to gun violence? At least that's honest. At least that's real. Right? But for some odd reason, they can never say, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Is it not in their vocabulary? I don't get it. That's just me, though. I'm usually not the sharpest guy in the room. Smartest guy. Whatever. Sharpest knife in the drawer. Smartest guy in the room. Whatever. All right. So let me see. Can I do this? Can I make this work? Probably not. That would have been so too easy. Okay. Forget the computer. We're out of here. We'll move on to the next story. The heck with that. All right. So remember the professor the idiot? Now, if I had said this, they would have crucified me. I'd be off the air. No question about it. I'd be off the air. And many of us conservatives have been off the air for anything even close to this. But do you remember the professor who said Republicans should be executed? Right? I mean, where was the outrage from the left? Such nasty, nasty language. So as we know, it was a Bernie Sanders campaign volunteer. And you can't blame Bernie for this either. I don't care what you want to say or who you are. You can't just go around blaming people for other people's actions. I'm a big believer. You decide what to do. You decide how to do. So anyway, the House Majority Whip, Steve Scalise, is still in, he's not critical, but he's stable and he's doing better. Apparently that injury is a lot worse than they thought it was. Representative Mark Walker told the NBC News it appeared the gunman was there to kill as many Republican members as possible. Now, Rodney Davis blamed what he called political rhetoric terrorism. He called it the political discourse has led to gunfire. Now, it's actually the fact that you guys won't dial it back. I mean, you guys are always on, take it to the streets, blood in the streets, smash windows, burn cars, civil disobedience. Well, civil disobedience is not smashing police cars. I mean, can we at least come to that agreement? Civil disobedience is not spending my tax dollars by having more police come out to protect the stores and the property of other people. You have no right to rip up somebody else's property. Absolutely none. No matter how mad your little snowflake person is, you don't have a right to do that. And, and it goes all the way back to my little Johnny was just expressing himself. Well, you know what? Express himself in your house, tearing your house apart. How about that? Let him pee all over your couch and set your kitchen on fire. Really? I used to get the biggest kick out of that. I read those stories about how these kids are running around a room or running around a restaurant, and they're going on the old, what was that guy's name? Dr. Spock, and I'm not talking about Star Trek. About your kids expressing themselves, allowing them to burn off some steam. You don't hit them. You don't punish them. You give them a timeout. You converse with them, right? You reason. Anybody here ever try to reason with a three-year-old? It doesn't work, does it? They don't even understand the words you're saying, let alone what you're trying to reason with them. I mean, seriously, the minute a psychobabbler sat me down and said, hey, it's time to reason with him, okay? I would pull his license and light it on fire right in front of his face. Some of the stories that I hear from some of these, and if it was such an exact science, why is it that you can line up 15 of these psychobabblers, and they have 14 and a half ways to handle the same situation? Why is that? Because it's not a science. You're trusting somebody who's been to a college, or a couple of colleges maybe, who's decided psychology is where they want to go to help people, and yet you're getting their personal opinion on how to handle your children. And you Christians who do this, who go to a secular counselor for help, man, don't do it. It's so wrong. Where's the guidance? Where's the guidance coming from? You believe in a supreme being. You believe in a God that loves you. You're going to take your kid? You're going to take your issue to someone who believes that your God holds as much power as the rock he's got holding the door open in front of his house? That's a little whacked, isn't it? Anyway, where was I? So they're talking about the, you know, the gunfire and everything that took place. And I've been accused. Producer Tammy can tell you. I've had people write me. I've had people talk about me on Facebook about the fact that because I speak, or they perceive that I speak against the LGBTQ community, that I speak against abortion or women having abortion, which I've never done any of those things. I speak against abortion, but I don't speak against the community or the woman having the abortion. That I'm the reason that these women get hurt, why they die, why LGBTQ kids get beat up, get bullied. It's my fault. It's people like me who speak against it. Well, if that's the case by the same logic, it should be fault of the Dem representatives that Scalise got shot. Shouldn't they be brought up on attempted murder charges? Inciting a riot? What do you think? Yeah, you think about it. I'm just asking the question. I could pull up quotes by, Loretta Lynch about there needing to be blood in the streets, fighting in the streets. And this time, this man hated President Trump and he shot Scalise. Good people. These people were gunned down because of their political affiliation. And for some of you who will sit there, as a Republican or a Democrat, forget that you're an American first, a human being, an American. For those of you that are sitting there hating somebody like me because of what I believe politically, you're the problem, not me. I don't hate you. I may hate what you do, but I don't hate you. I don't hate you because you're a Democrat. They may hate you because of what you do to kids, or hate you because of what you do to people. That's all wrong. You're the problem. I'm Joe Bacino, the host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself
and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158. 158.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There was another, you know, it's funny how we focus on one election at a time or what have you. But in South Carolina, there was another special election. And Republican Ralph Norman held off to Democrat Archer Parnell in a closer-than-expected race Tuesday to fill the House seat vacated by Budget Director Mick Mulvaney. So it was another seat, again, taken by the Republicans that the Democrats thought they had a shot at. Now, I can see why they think they have a shot at it. Okay, they get these close percentages. With 97% of the precincts in, Norman led Parnell by 51 to 48. Now, that's close to about 3,000 votes. And there were 83,000 votes cast. But when you look at this, you have to sit back and you have to think. They're spending all kinds of money in these races, trying to bring an awareness up. So what they're thinking to themselves, I just need to spend more money next time. That's how I'll make it happen. So How do we fix that? Throw more money at it? Because you don't need to. We've always been a very grassroots type of party. We've always been able to pull it off at a grassroots level. Why we're not doing it anymore, I don't know. I am really disappointed when I see some of the things that the party is not doing. Anyhow, one of my favorites, you guys will get a kick out of this. Doug Schoen is one of my favorite pundits, or whatever you want to call him. And he has been all over the Republicans and Trump recently. You know, you guys are stirring it up. It's wrong. It's bad. The Dems, even though they're not doing things quite right, they seem to be hitting a nerve somewhere. But after tonight's election, Doug's had a little change of thought. And he said that the Republicans, Karen Handel, is now that she's defeated John Ossoff, the Democrats may need to really stop and think about what they've got going on. Right? They really need to stop and think about the message they're putting out there and how they're putting it out there. Now, in early April, special election in Kansas for the newly appointed CIA Director Mike Pompeo, former House seat Democrat James Thompson was defeated by only 7 points in a district that President Trump won by 27 points. So, just last month in Montana's special election, Republican multimillionaire tech entrepreneur Greg Gianforte defeated folk singer turned Democrat nominee Rob Quist from Montana's lone House seat by only 6 points. Now President Trump won it by 20 points. Now I have a different viewpoint on this, but in Georgia, the 6th district in particular, when Tom Price won re-election by 24 points in November 2016, and then he was nominated Secretary of Health and Human Services. Right now you got Handel. She has a very small margin over Ossoff. And everybody's kind of nervous about this coming into the 2018. I'm not. And the only reason I'm not is these people did not take on the same thing that Donald Trump did. They did not take on the same tone that he did. See, I believe if these guys would come out and they would say things like, look, our president needs more support. The reason he can't do the Health Care Act properly, the reason he can't do the tax reform, the reason he can't get a lot done that he told you he would get done is because the Democrats are doing nothing but being obstructionists. So when I go to Washington, I'm going to work hard to make sure that as long as the legislation is sane, that the president gets his agenda, the one that you sent him to get. That's how I would do it. Instead of dancing around the issues. You know, I love to tell the story, and I haven't enough time to do it. When I ran for office, I was the religious guy, right? I was the Christian right-wing conservative, and everybody knew it. And I'm not an in-your-face Christian right-wing conservative. And all night long, the questions, there were five of us up there, and we were in a forum, and the questions started off, I always had to answer the question first, which was really irritating. I want somebody else to do it once in a while. And the funny thing behind it was, so we'd be answering, so one of the last questions of the night, and they knew, was about evolution. And they asked the question, thinking I'd get it first. They answered the question about believing or not believing in evolution and what you would teach and all that. And which is kind of stupid because the trustees don't teach anything. The trustees only choose from state-approved curriculum. So anyway, they asked a question about evolution. And thank God, maybe because I had complained about it earlier, the moderator took the mic down to the last person first. And I think actually everybody, of the five of us, there were four Christians and one Jewish person there. And the four of them danced around the issue. Just danced, or really wouldn't answer. And when it got to me, I said, really? I know who this question is aimed at. And you know I don't believe in evolution. I believe in creationism. But I also believe in state law. I believe that the theory of evolution has to be taught because that's what the law says until somebody changes it. But that doesn't change how I feel about evolution and or creationism. Yeah, and I would like to see creationism taught side by side. And let the kids make up. Look, we're letting these kids at 5 years old make up their mind whether they're a boy or a girl, but we can't, God forbid, we can't put creationism in front of them as teenagers and let them decide. So we can make them make life-changing, almost irreversible decisions at young ages, but we can't let them decide whether it's a God or not at 16, 17 years old. That's hypocrisy. You trust them for one thing and not another. Just nuts. Anyhow, when you look at these, again, you look at these differences, the chasms in these elections, we still won them. We only have to win by 1 point. We still won these elections, but we should have had bigger margins. And the way you're going to get the bigger margins is when you decide to take a stand, a real stand, not a political stand, not a stand that you feel that the people you're speaking to are going to be comfortable with, not that one. So, the according to Doug Schoen, again, the movement for Democrats will continue to serve the party well as it prepares for the 2018 midterm elections, coupled with President Trump's flagging approval ratings, which have recently begun to fall again. Who cares? Who are they asking? We've never been called. I don't know of anybody in my area. No one. And most of the people I know have voted in most of the recent elections. Not one of them have been called. Not a one. Now, some of the statistics to appear to be in the Democrats' favor, the party's message has to be refined in order to offer a message that breaks through to all voters and over to the other party. Now, Schoen says, since President Trump's inauguration day, he says, I have consistently argued that the Democrats' party must promote a forward-thinking alternative policy. That's the only way they're going to maximize their position to get their seats back. By merely offering resistance to President Trump at every step, they're handing it back to the Republicans. This guy, John Ossoff, down in Georgia, brought a more centrist message. He brought a message that was more, less hardcore left, not quite right, no real approval for Donald Trump. But it didn't resonate. Maybe that's why he got closer. I don't know, but it still didn't resonate. He was a carpetbagger. He was from outside the area. Right? And there was no way he was going to bring over traditional Republicans. There was nothing even close to mimicking any kind of traditional Republican value. Now, for the Democrats going forward, Schoen says that grassroots passion voter mobilization needs to continue. Because it's a very effective tool. He's right, it is. And he says the only way they're going to salvage themselves, coming into the future, is with a message for all American voters that go well beyond the president's shortcomings. And they need to offer a clear, viable strategy. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. We're here every single day. And believe in you'll be here every single day. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your enemies, your not-so-loved ones, people you'd like to make crazy about the show, when to tune in, and how to get involved. Head up to the website, therealside.com, and partake of all the goodies there. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.